Welcome back. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Right. And you guys, just in case you forgot, this is a relationship podcast where our number one goal is to help your relationship, your engagement, and your future marriage get from me to we, one couple at a time. So we're excited about today's lesson, I guess, our topic, okay?
Yes.
Because we're always trying to bring you truth and we want to grow with you. So call us out if we're not. And if you're not going to call us out, you better make sure you download and subscribe.
That's right. You better keep listening. Shoot. Come on now.
Exactly. So you're going to love this. Okay. Are y'all ready? Mm. And I make sure, please make sure you write this down. Okay. Because this right here is epic.
Take it with you.
Okay. Here it goes. All right. The people who mind don't matter.
And the people that matter don't mind.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yes. Okay. So we're talking about people who have opinions. Okay. And, you know, rarely are opinions, you know, that important. Okay. Unless that person matters to you. That person has put something into your relationship to build you up. But if they haven't, what do you say about that, honey?
I think I better let them go.
Right? Shoot. Sometimes you got to let them go.
Yeah.
The peanut gallery shouldn't get a vote in your marriage, okay?
Say that.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to kind of talk about a couple of those things. So let's talk about the people who mind, okay? These are people that always have an opinion about your relationship. And you know, it's natural for us, right? You know, when we're going through issues or they might arise in our lives or whatever, between your mate or spouse or family members,
yeah,
or children, you know, that you want to vent, okay? And you want to sometimes let out a lot of private things that maybe you shouldn't, right? And things get shared that maybe shouldn't have been shared, hopes and dreams, fears and insecurities, whatever they may be, right? And you may have told the wrong person.
True.
Okay. And so now you have rolled out the red carpet where their opinion, for some reason, has some type of matter of fact to your marriage.
Come okay? on now. And what's crazy is, like, once you've done that, mm-hmm, for one, it's like, what's that saying where you can't put it back in the jar? What's the saying I'm thinking about?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I think I do.
You can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, there That's you go. That's what it is. You can't put it back.
Because what happens is, once you've said it, it's out there.
Yeah.
So now they have that over you, per se, where they're always kind of bringing it back up. And knowing you over it, you know, but they're going to just keep bringing it back up. Remember that time when you said such and such about such and such?
Right.
He probably still doing it. You just don't know.
Right. And that's when you say, you know what? If you mind, you don't matter. Right.
Right.
Because sometimes it's hard for people who are not emotionally attached or wrapped to your problem or your issue to give you a really good advice.
Sound advice.
They can't give it to you because they're just not emotionally invested. So what they do is they hang on to the negatives. Right.
Right.
They remember and remind you everything that you've ever done, whatever your mate has done. And when you have gone past that threshold and gone into the forgiveness threshold, guess what? Now they're all involved in your relationship, trying to tell you, in a sense, dismantle it and break it down because you armed them, you know? You gave them the tools to tell you, you know what, your relationship should be disrespected a little bit.
Wow.
You know?
Sorry. Dang, that's deep.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy to think how many things we bring on our own selves, basically.
Yeah. You know, we can literally become an accomplice to our own demise.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, who did that? You'd be like, you did that.
Facts. Because we're careless and reckless with our tongue at times.
Yeah. And so you got to think about that. So these people, they're now, you have invested them. Okay. It's a negative investment. Okay. Mm. Right. They're invested in finding what's wrong with your relationship.
Yeah.
Rather than finding what's right.
Right. Because the people who mind, what was it? Because the people... What was the second part? Get thrown off.
I hope you keep this in here because I like it. But it says the people that mind matter. The people... Oh, my God. You messed me up too, Connell. Oh, my God. I can't think of it anymore. I don't know.
The people that matter don't mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Because the people that matter are those people who are for your relationship.
That's true.
So no matter what you say, they're constantly going to feed that positivity and that uplifting speech into your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, for instance, like your parents.
Yeah.
Like, they're always gonna, like, look on the brighter side of things.
Not always. Don't lie for them. Okay?
Parents typically want
not typically. Not typically.
Oh, should I use another person then?
No, I would just say that they're a double-edged sword. So depending on your relationship with your parents.
And depending on what's going on.
And who they are and how they're connected to the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those parents who you just disclaimed will generally have nothing but positivity when it comes to your relationship and wanting the best for it.
Yes. If they literally are looking at what matters, yes. Right? Okay. Instead of focusing what they don't mind, you know?
Right.
So we're looking at that. Okay. So you guys got that, right? If this person is fully invested in the we in your relationship, right? They don't choose sides, right? They want you guys to work out. They understand that issues are going to happen. And this is going to take a lot of emotional maturity as well as spiritual maturity.
Correct.
Where that they can see the issue and they can see, hey, you know what? This can be resolved. This can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on. These are people that we would say are our kingdom council, right?
Facts.
They're very wise and they're looking at the big picture, not just that moment, because they understand you're going to have some ebbs and flows in your relationship, yeah. Right? And there's going to be times where you're going to be like feeling irrational about the person that you married. And then 20 seconds later, you love them to death. Okay.
We tell you all the time, people, marriage is one long conversation checkered by disputes.
Yeah.
And that's not just a conversation had between the two of you. It's going to be had with other people.
Yeah.
But they're going to realize that that's what marriage is.
Yeah.
And plus, the only person that's going to recognize what marriage is the person that's in marriage.
Yeah.
Because you can't be having this conversation with some of your single friends, because they're probably going to just be like, oh, well, be on to the next, because because they can do it so easily.
Yeah. And the reason why they can do it so easily is because they've broken up. They've broken up with people very easily, or they've never been attached. So they don't even know what it feels like.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then also I would tell you someone else that can give great advice, a divorcee, you know, they've been through some things. They understand, hey, you know what? These are some mistakes that I've made. I'm not saying all divorcees, because some of them could be bitter. I'm not saying all divorcees are wrong, because things happen and there are reasons why some people get divorced over others. And there are very legitimate reasons, right?
Right.
But I'm trying to tell you the people that have learned from their divorce. Those are the people that I would like, you know what, let me listen to you. Let me get some really good sound advice from you, because I know what you have to say matters.
Right.
And my relationship matters, right? And so you don't mind when I make a couple mistakes. You're just looking out for me, you know?
Agree.
In our marriage.
Agree.
Okay?
And then even going back to the first part of the statement,
yeah,
where the people who mind don't matter. We always tell people, like, certain people aren't going to make the list.
Yeah.
No matter how close they are, certain people you're just going to have to let go,
mm-hmm,
and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just can't be involved with what's going to take place in the next part of your life.
Okay.
And you have to sincerely be okay with that.
Yes, you have to be. And again, you have to be honest and look at who you're talking to.
Yes.
Now remember, you're in an emotional state when you're coming out, you're talking about your problems irrationally, right?
Correct.
You're trying not to go crazy. And so this person has come, and you know what? They're open. They're ready to hear you in your opinion, okay? But you have to see, is their heart open, okay? And you got to really do a quick assessment. So let's give you three quick assessments you should ask yourself. This should be your inner monologue, okay?
Okay.
It's this. Are they clearly struggling in their own relationship? Should I be asking about mine to them, right? You know?
Facts.
You know, okay? So just
facts.
Hear that.
Seek wise counsel.
If they are clearly struggling, if they have never had a substantial relationship, if they have never seen a good relationship,
yes,
right? If they've never been around a strong marriage, if they don't even know what it looks like, sounds like, tastes like, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and they're like, oh, it's not, quack, quack, it's not the same thing, okay? So please don't take that person's advice, okay?
Agreed.
All right. Can I give you another quick inner monologue moment, okay?
Please, yes.
If they have no training, right?
Ooh.
If they have not gone through any type of life training,
oh,
for them to understand, right? So think about this. Wise counsel can be pastoral care, right?
Correct.
It could be premarital care.
Correct.
You're right here. You're in the right spot, okay? You know, and then also, would you go to, and me and my husband make this joke in our premarital classes all the time. We would say, if there is a fire, right? Okay?
Wow.
And the house
get
is
out
on
my
fire,
head.
Okay? And then would you run up to someone who is in civilian clothes, Or would you run up to the firefighter who's in the uniform, who has the hose, who can turn out the fire, who can really take it down? Who would you go to, right? And we tend to go to the civilian because the civilian is approachable. They'll tell us what we want to hear.
It's so funny. You were just saying, before you said that, I was automatically thinking about a fire. And I was thinking about a firefighter. And I was thinking, I wouldn't ask my accountant to put out a fire for me unless it has something to do with my bills.
Right. Unless it was a financial fire, right?
So it was funny you said that because that's exactly what came to mind. But no, you're hands down, you're right. You really have to find that person who really knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You have to seek out that person who has that knowledge to give you knowledge because, you know, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
So I'm not going to go to no dull blade and look to be sharpened by that.
You better say it. And then the last thing, can I give them this, hon?
Come on now.
Okay. I would talk about the unknowns. Okay. Mm. Right. These are people who don't know. They don't have a freaking clue. Right. They don't have an idea at all how to give you advice. So you bring these unknown people, these strangers, right? And we're just going to say this. These are people who, we'll call them a vagabond of marriage, right? you bring them and you bring these strange unknown people into the private space of your marriage where they don't have no place being there in the first place, okay?
Agreed.
And so, you know, don't bring people in that shouldn't have been there in the first place, okay? Because they don't matter. And I know this sounds bad, but they don't matter.
They don't. Certain people shouldn't have access to your relationship.
No, they should never have private access. Like, you have to earn that right, okay?
Yes.
You have to earn that right to be able to be in here. And I'm telling you again, the peanut gallery don't have a right to talk about what's going on in your marriage.
Not at all.
You know? And I'm just encouraging you, think twice.
Not at all, because if you think about it, if the shoe was on the other foot, would they let you in theirs? Come on now.
And you know what? A lot of times they wouldn't. Those people wouldn't. And you know what I'm saying? You know, because what do we say? The people that matter don't mind, right?
Right.
But the people who mind don't matter. Because if they're sitting around pointing out every little thing and it just bothers them, it just bothers me what's happening, you know? But they don't even have a reason why it bothers them other than the fact that they want to say something about your union. Who'd you let in the door? Let the side door in on?
Come on. And I love the second part of that statement again. I keep going back to it.
Yeah.
Because those people are the ones you want more of in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize that they're not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter to them because you're still that same person that they're going to love today, tomorrow, yes, and every day going forward, no matter what your situation is.
Baby, you just hit the nail on the head. Judgment, it's a difference, you know? When someone loves you, it's like you can be naked and not ashamed.
Yes.
And they love you for who you are. They recognize you make mistakes. They'll call you on it when you make mistakes.
And they should.
And because they really matter. You matter.
They love you.
Yes.
And they're not going to let you fall victim again. So they're going to tell you, they're going to school you.
Yeah. All day.
Come on.
But everybody else, no, they just got a lot of opinions, right?
Oh, don't say
they?
That.
Don't they
opinions with no actions.
Ooh, you
come
better
on.
Say it.
Girl, we over here getting it.
Yes. Today. We love this episode.
Come
you guys are going to get in trouble, okay?
Because
we're growing with you on this one, okay?
They're giving you all these opinions and fallacies and all these scenarios, but where's the meat? Where's the potatoes? Feed me and let me know how it's gonna be better.
Right, we need sustenance. We can't live on this air and water and opinions. What, we're gonna starve if we mess around with you. Remember, we're eating peanuts, right? We need a meal, okay?
Come on.
And
now,
so, you know, again, you guys, we just want to lay this out for you because this is so true. You know how many people have had relationships wrecked because someone who had a poor opinion, who really didn't matter in the first place, put some subject matter and they weren't an expert.
Facts. Mm. I want to tell you right now, people, the two things that are detrimental to a relationship, the first and foremost is a lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is outside influences.
Yes.
Because you're letting those outside influences dictate what's happening in your relationship when they probably don't have the best relationship already.
That's true.
But you're giving them so much power. How do you give your power away to somebody who doesn't deserve it? I don't get it.
Mm. And you know what they say? This is where the conflict lies. I'm telling you right now. You know, you have to like, okay, while their opinions don't matter, why do they feel so important? Right? Mm. And you have to understand, why is it this burning sensation in your soul that you gotta hear what they have to say?
Oh my God.
Why do you need their approval? Okay? Let's talk about your approval rating. Okay? I'm serious. Like, why do you need their approval so bad? Why do you need their rating to be involved in your relationship?
You know why?
Why?
Familiarity.
Ooh.
Because you're so used to going to maybe this one particular person with your problems.
Mm-hmm.
that you're familiar with them and what they're going to say. So they're going to do one of two things. They may give you sound advice, or they're going to tell you something you want to hear.
Ooh.
And you just wanted that confirmation from them that you were doing the right thing in the first place, versus somebody who's going to call you out, like you said, on your BS and let you know, hey, you got to man up, put your big boy panties on, put your big girl panties on, put your big boy drawers on, and figure this out.
Yes. And you don't really want to do the hard work.
No.
So if you don't want to do the hard work, guess what? You let somebody who really don't matter up inside of your matter-of-fact relationship, okay? And we don't want that, okay? Because opinions rarely matter, okay? Opinions of people who don't really care about you. And I'm talking about, you know how when everybody goes to the barbershop or the beauty shop and they get these barbershop conversations, these beauty shop conversations.
All day.
But what you need for life, you need somebody who can give you some life-altering conversation.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, that comes from the Father first.
Amen.
It's no way, okay?
Come on, how come his opinion don't matter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't you ask him first?
Because you're scared. Because you already know what he going to say, and you don't want to hear from him. So you're going to hear from somebody who's going to agree with you.
Yeah. And then sometimes when other people, when you're hearing these other people talking, you're like, oh, if they just share their opinion, there's little consequences. And that's such a lie from the pit of hell.
It is.
It is so not true, because if you let it go into your spirit, remember, words have power. And
agreed.
We say this all the time. And if you allow that to go into who you are and you let it go out into the atmosphere, it can be actually manifested, especially if you put belief behind it.
Agree. Because if you think about it, if you're already asking someone their opinion, you're already kind of on the fence, right?
Yeah.
So depending on what they say, it's going to sway you good, bad, or indifferent. It's going to carry some type of weight.
That's true.
And so basically, you kind of just took that decision off yourself and like, well, such and such told me that I should probably do this, this, and this. And I don't see why not. You know, they have this, this, and this. You know, it's just sometimes we just don't want to take accountability for our own actions.
Yeah.
And do what we're supposed to do in the first place.
Right. And we'll tell you what we tell everybody else that comes into our class. Before you go to the phone, you better go to the throne.
Amen.
You hear me? You better talk to the Father. Lay it out there and say, you know what? I've been going through some things. And Lord, is this what's going on? Help me, okay? Because I know you matter.
Amen.
I know I matter to you, Father God.
Amen.
And whatever you got to say, I know that not only your words will not return void, but it will manifest into me having a fruitful and abundant life.
Come on, say that. When you were just talking, I thought about the three people you need to ask their opinion.
Okay.
First, like my wife said, you better go to the Father and ask the Father.
Yes.
If you don't hear back from the Father, you better go to the Son and ask the Son.
Yes.
And if you don't hear from the Son, you better get the Holy Spirit, people.
You better
ask all three, because yes. I promise you somebody gonna get back to you.
yes and they will get back to you on time.
Amen.
They will never be late, and that line is always open.
Come on now.
Thank
speak
you guys
preach.
Thank you so much, you all, for listening to this episode. This is one of our favorites, we have to admit. We hope you feel the same, okay, because it just can't be. But just again, just to remind you, this episode was called The People Who Mind Don't Matter and The People That Matter Don't Mind. Okay, thank you again for listening to the Meet We Talk podcast, and we encourage you all to start following us. Follow us on Instagram at Meet We Love, or you can do the same thing with Facebook. Follow us, because we're following you.
Come on, people. In this case, I don't mind being followed. Like, it's those other instances that I get worried about, but follow me now, please.
That's
come on,
right
now.
Follow us now, and let us know once you heard that episode and you heard this one. Follow us, and we will know, and we will definitely follow you right back. We thank you again for everything that you guys do. Thank you for growing with us, learning with us, and we're hoping that we're doing everything God has called us to do. And once again, we thank you for letting us tell you the truth.
And once again, we thank you for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next time.